Okay, well, welcome everyone to our final session of this series, Healing the Heart of Democracy. So let's gather ourselves together for a moment here on a common wavelength of mind and spirit to center down with our breath and the tides of the Greenpeace video. Okay, so now we're in sync with the earth, our breath, and each other. Well, it's been 5 days since we finally learned the results of our election, and we're either elated with the results, or maybe some are not so elated. But either way, we may be feeling a sense of relief that the election is over, and now we can calm down and get on with the business at hand. But calmness is not a hallmark of our democracy. The political commentator and humorist Molly Ivins said, "The thing about democracy, beloved, is that it is not neat, orderly, or quiet, but it requires a certain relish for confusion." This time around, though, we've gone past confusion into malicious chaos. In our planning meeting last spring, our Word Life Steering Committee wanted to look at both the confusion and chaos side of our democratic process, and on the other hand, the potential that process has for advancing our society and how we can help that process along. Albert Einstein said that we cannot solve our problems with the same mindset that created them. Over the past 9 weeks, we've learned new ways to step beyond our conditioned cultural responses and the malicious mischief of the news and social media. Week by week, we've been reading and attending Zoom presentations that have given us new practices of understanding and behavior. We've begun to trust that it is possible to faithfully and creatively hold the inevitable tensions of community and cultural life. But putting what we've learned into action is the challenge of our closing session. The brave soul who consented to sit down with us at this point in our season and give us some navigational pointers is our longtime friend, Jim Clark, Father Jim Clark. And we're so happy that he said yes to this challenge. So let me tell you a little bit about Father Jim. With an extensive academic background in the fields of spirituality, adult education, counseling, ritual, and depth psychology, Father Jim currently serves as director of the New Evangelization and Parish Life, as well as spiritual director for the Office of the Permanent Diaconate for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. He's also an adjunct professor of spiritual theology at Loyola Marymount University. Father Jim continues to serve as associate spiritual director at the Cardinal Manning House of Prayer for Priests. Father Jim has widely traveled. His work and further education have taken him to Israel, Mexico, Canada, Africa, Europe, Australia, the United Kingdom, and the Pacific Islands. His CD DVD series on spirituality for a modern individual and A Man's Way to God, as well as his published books, Creating Rituals, A New Way of Healing for Everyday Life, and Soul Center, Spirituality for People on the Go, served to enhance his continuing public ministry of retreats, workshops, and conferences throughout the United States for priests, women, seminarians, parish, and school staffs, as well as parishes at large. This coming January, his new book will be coming out. It's entitled, Here Comes Life, A Guide to Wholeness and Happiness. Welcome to this morning's virtual podium, Father Jim.
Thank you very much, Joe. I'm delighted to be here on this new platform, thanks to the gift of technology. And I certainly want to commend you for your maturity and willingness to be able to delve into this very challenging topic in these challenging times. Who would have thought that we would have arrived here at this day in November, just, you know, 10, 12 months ago? It certainly has crept up on all of us. We live in very interesting times. I'd like to begin with a poem, very famous poem by Rumi, great Persian poet who wrote the poem, The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrow, who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.